Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. So today we're diving into something I know a lot of you are thinking about, and that's marketing. Specifically, how to get the absolute most out of your marketing efforts. You know, make sure every dollar counts.
Music to my ears. I mean, who isn't looking for that magic marketing formula?
Right. And, you know, you sent over some really interesting articles about influencer marketing. Honestly, I was a bit surprised by some of what I read. It's like, maybe influencer marketing isn't the cure-all it's often made out to be.
Yeah, there's one article, realmodels.txt, that really digs into this, and it's kind of shocking. Like, despite all the buzz around influencer marketing, the success rate is surprisingly low. Way lower than you'd think.
Okay, so that's a huge red flag right there. What's going on? What's the deal with that disconnect? What's the article say?
It gets into this whole issue of authenticity, or I guess lack of it. So there are these studies mentioned in realmodels.txt, and they found that a lot of influencers, particularly in certain niches, have tons of fake followers, like tons, and fake engagement too.
Wow. Okay, so you've got brands thinking they're reaching this massive engaged audience.
But they're actually pouring their budget into a void of bots, not real people.
Oof, that's rough. And you know, I feel like people are getting smarter about spotting those fake accounts too. Like, you can't just buy a bunch of followers and expect to fool anyone these days.
Totally. Consumers are bombarded with marketing everywhere they look, so they're learning to be skeptical. They can sniff out a fake from a mile away.
For sure. Which brings us to the next thing the article talks about, which I think is really where the good stuff is. Finding genuine ways to connect with your audience. And this is where it got really interesting for me. They talked about things like user-generated content and customer testimonials, which are great. But then they mentioned real models. Okay, what in the world are real models?
Yeah, it's not like what you're thinking. It's not about fashion shows and runways.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too.
Real models, in this context, are everyday people. Your customers, your team, people who genuinely reflect your target market. You know, realmodels.txt talks about how showcasing these real folks in your marketing, instead of just picture-perfect influencers, can actually be way more effective.
I'm intrigued. So why is that? Why are real models so powerful?
I think it boils down to two things. Relatability and trust. People connect with those who seem like them, who get them. We're more likely to trust someone who's had similar experiences, who shares our values, right?
Absolutely, someone who feels authentic.
Right. So realmodels.txt gave this example of a clothing company that decided to ditch the professional models for their latest line. Instead, they featured actual customers, all different shapes, sizes, backgrounds.
Oh, I love that.
And guess what? Their sales skyrocketed. Consumers loved seeing people they could actually relate to representing the brand.
Makes total sense. It taps into our deep-seated need for realness. In a world of filters and curated online personas, real just hits differently.
100%. It circles right back to building trust. People want to support brands that feel genuine, that they feel a connection with.
Okay, so this is all great, but how do we actually apply this? Like, our listeners are thinking, okay, so if influencer marketing isn't all it's cracked up to be, where should I be focusing my energy?
Well, for starters, instead of blowing their budget on one big-name influencer, maybe consider micro-influencers. They might have a smaller audience, but it's highly engaged, and they really resonate within their niche. The impact might not be as massive, but it'll be a whole lot more authentic, which often translates to better results.
Love that. What about getting your existing customers in on the action? Could they create some kind of like brand ambassador program?
Absolutely. Encourage customers to share their experiences. Maybe offer a little something for user-generated content. Even something as simple as a contest, like post a picture with your latest purchase. You know, it could be that easy.
And that gets people talking, gets them excited. Precisely.
Okay, so then there's this whole real models thing, which, frankly, feels like a goldmine of creative opportunities. I'm already picturing it. Like, imagine a software company showcasing actual developers using their product.
Yes. Or a travel agency, instead of using stock photos, they use real photos from their clients' trips.
Right. The possibilities are endless.
Totally. It all boils down to finding what feels authentic to your brand, to your people.
So it seems like the big takeaway here, the thing I really want everyone listening to remember is, instead of getting caught up in the influencer whirlwind, focus on building genuine connections.
Couldn't agree more. In a world drowning in marketing noise, authenticity cuts through the clutter.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Makes you wonder, In this increasingly digital world we live in, could a return to real be the marketing advantage businesses are searching for?
I think it just might be.
Definitely something to think about.
All right, everyone. That's it for this deep dive.
Yeah.
Until next time.